And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday night, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 17.
Wild.
NFL regular season. What are you guys wearing? Would you like to tell us about your absolutely fancy merch that I didn't get, but apparently you guys are just sporting the new hoodies and hats, which are, as the kids like to say, fire.
Fire!
The check is in the mail. No, I'm kidding. You know all the merch is in the mail, buddy. We are rocking our Friday Night Locks logo hoodies and hats, truckered up.
I feel very left out.
And for all of you out there, we were supposed to be in LA today celebrating friendship with all of our best, closest homies. And due to this COVID outbreak, we opted out with the pregnant wife here to not go. So your hoodie is going to have to be in the mail, unfortunately.
I'll
but they look
it.
Good, don't they?
They look amazing.
And the back has the big
Let's
logo.
See the back. Let's show it off. Sick. Woo! Sick.
It's very good for audio listeners.
Yeah, with my microphone.
But just yeah, imagine.
So it's Christmas all over the world today.
T, how are you feeling? How's the pregnancy?
Good. Feel
pregnant
yeah. today. Yeah. Growing rapidly.
We're getting into the descension. The plane yes. is going to land soon.
Yes, plane is going to land soon.
Baby Lamar.
Baby Lamar. Baby JJ, baby Gustavo, baby Dana. So many names for this baby.
I throw the worst names at her and she just goes, oh my gosh. What about Constantino? And she goes, oh my gosh.
Good. Lucifer was one. Yeah, that was a good one.
I think that's
Lucifer.
That's a very dope name if it wasn't that guy.
If it wasn't the son of the devil. Devil
yeah,
or the
but
devil
since
himself,
the beginning of time,
yeah.
it's been a thing.
That's a
so.
Dope name, though.
I respect
that's
it.
That's a dope name. I
respect it.
It's a name, a great
okay,
name
so
for a band, too.
My wife, who birthed three children, who
Ooh,
are
love Carly,
now very big, had the craving of a. She had to have Froyo. No matter how big she was, we would like walk up the street because the Froyo place was in walking distance yep. and she would get her Froyo on. Is there something about your pregnancy that you were craving? Obviously, the dumb cliche is the pickles and ice cream is yeah. stupid, right? Whoever eats that. But
I
right.
think I have a craving because I
what
love
What is
pickles.
Your jam?
I've had no like combination weird cravings. Like I need a cookie with...
You like sugar.
With... a piece of steak on it or something. I've never had anything like that, but sugar, yeah, give sugar. Me all the sugar.
Okay. Toast crunch.
Cereal in the
Cinnamon
morning.
Toast crunch, like every day.
Apples, like give me an apple at any point of the day. Those are kind of like my things, I feel like, right now.
Women in the 50s usually had a craving for cigarettes and coffee, which yeah. was encouraged yeah. with mm-hmm. their pregnancy, sure. but you haven't.
I haven't gotten sugar. To that point yet, or okay. I'm just saying, nah, I'm good. No, I'm kidding. No, I haven't been drinking, so that's definitely fun. I'm excited for a margarita after all of this. But no, I haven't had any crazy cravings, just like random things on repeat. That's it.
Awesome. So.
Missing her espresso machine. Yeah. She loves her espresso machine and she can't use it. She can have regular coffee, maybe one a day, but... The espresso machine is on. It's like cries to me every day. Like, why won't you use
and
me?
And how was your Christmas?
Christmas was amazing.
Yeah, very good.
We got great stuff. And if you look also, she got new headphones for the podcast.
Oh, what every woman wants for Christmas.
And that's the funniest thing of all because I'm like, she had a rubber band holding her earpiece in on the other headphones. And like,
okay.
she doesn't care. She's all about like, what? Let's just go. The show must go on. And I'm like, my wife's not going to have a rubber band holding her thing up. So show them that too. So then also when we're on an airplane, she has the same rubber band thing. So she's got, she got some rose gold beats.
Very
which I told
fancy.
Her you could use as headphones for the pod because they do plug in. They don't have to be Bluetooth.
Okay.
But I don't want you on an airplane anymore with the cord and the, you know, like, because she doesn't like the buds. She doesn't dig that. She likes the cones.
I like quality sound.
So all respect. Yeah, she likes it like shut me down like she's in the studio. So I said, no more cord. That's done. And I said, if you want, you can use those Beats for the pod. But these are podcast headphones, sound reducing and all that great stuff. So the funniest thing is that, like, I got her other stuff. Don't get me wrong. But that's where my head's at. My head's in the pod.
I love where your head's at. My head's also there. And yeah. I got my wife headphones as well. And she told me to go fuck myself. She's not on the pod. She thought it was a very odd choice. Plus, yeah. Hanukkah yeah. was celebrated in Thanksgiving. What fucking Jewish genius came up with that schedule?
So early this year, right? Or so late for Thanksgiving.
I was eating a hot dog on the 4th of July. Yeah. They were lighting the goddamn candles. How about a fucking anticlimactic? Everyone's decorating their tree, and we're like, did we give gifts this year? What happened?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Memo
God.
Memo to the sad. Guy who decides when Hanukkah is. Yeah. Maybe you want to kick that shit up a month, bro.
Wait. Does it change every year?
It changes every
no,
year.
No, it
Why?
Doesn't.
Yeah, it
because
does.
Hanukkah does not change every yes, year. Stop it.
It does, Tanya.
It does. They don't want us to get too high, and they don't want us to be too happy. They want us to remain humble. They want us to remain slightly miserable.
And keep you on your toes.
That's right. And they want us, as we're saying, hey, pass the mashed potatoes and gravy. Oh, here's your gift, too, by the way. Let's just fold everything into one, because it's economical.
Oh, my God.
I got you Fuckers. Mashed potatoes for day two.
Oh, thanks so much.
Light the candles.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's
so Christmas was good.
But what about Cabo?
In Mexico.
Like, wow, what a great trip with everyone.
God. Thank you for asking.
The siblings.
You guys came on the podcast today with your new FNL sweatshirts and your hat. I also, too, have something to share, like, in a wearable way, and it has to do with Mexico. It has to do with the games that were on Christmas Day. I had the Packers and the Cardinals, and give me a minute.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is there something wrong with my... Were my picks bad?
That's the new.
Were my picks bad on Christmas Day? I'm not.
Is that like, what is that on the?
So for those who are listening, it was a brand new sparkly paper bag over Jason's head.
Mush.
That said
mush
on it.
Wow, bro.
So you're saying Baker Mayfield throws four picks and we can't
and
cover
they still
a number?
Cover. And he should have thrown six. They dropped two. They still cover.
My Christmas had my coal Lord. Up and down the block.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, Kyler Murray, they're in big trouble, that team. I don't know what they're going to do.
So,
are you going to...
They play Dallas this week, by the way.
Can we have that as merch, too?
Yeah. We just put an FNL circle around the eyes or Perfect. Something.
I woke up in Mexico...
That is so funny.
...feeling fantastic. I loved all of our picks. I had... Aaron Nine Toes Rogers, I had Kyler Murray coming off an 18-point loss from Detroit.
Oh,
and
you
got to
be ready.
We said on this pod, is it going to be the Kingsbury swoon?
Yeah.
Apparently it is.
Yeah, and the Rams breathing down their necks. Like, you don't want to, I don't get that at all. You better get your stirrups on and get down. It's and game time.
And I'm telling you, my Christmas was depressing.
Unreal. Because yeah, they were both on Saturday, both of those games.
This podcast is about football, it's about friends, it's about family, but damn it.
I want to win, damn it.
Once in a while.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice, guys.
What the hell? So two losers, two home chalk, loser on Christmas Day.
Smoozer,
anyway.
Smoozer.
We got some fun picks, though, for this week. It's week 17. I hope everyone's having as good a time as we are this season. Let's keep it rolling.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
The Falcons play the Bills this week. Josh Allen looks like he's back. He threw the ball 47 times against the Patriots. Remember last game, he only had 145 yards. He threw three TDs, and he had zero picks and zero sacks. And he was again Buffalo's leading rusher, proving he's the best rusher slash QB on the team. He ran the ball 12 times for about 65 yards against the Patriots D. That's impressive. He's a big dude, and he rolls and rumbles and rumbles and tumbles, and they're looking good. But their defense definitely remembered what happened when Belichick ran the ball on them 47 times. They had tip picks. They looked sharp out there. And they picked him off. I think Mac Jones got picked off twice. Threw no touchdowns. D. Harris got his. I mean, he apparently owns the Bills. He had 100-something yards, and he accounted for all three rushing touchdowns. But they didn't give up a passing touchdown, which is something to look forward to as the playoffs get through and all that. And so they're in that heat for that division, which has always been New England's division. And 2 weeks ago, we thought it was going to remain New England's division, and they've had some stumbles. And Buffalo's now starting to play like Buffalo, right? At the right time. This is their last home game. This is their last home game of the season. And the Bills Mafia is going to be ready to roll. But the Falcons have been playing pretty good D, and they've been playing teams very close. So if this is a snow game, if this is like a rushing, running, Matt Ryan has been playing well. They're 7-8, man. They could finish 8-9. They could finish 9-8. That nobody expected that out of these Falcons. And they don't have Ridley. They lost Julio Jones. They have been running with Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a wide receiver slash, you know, whatever he is. He's beast. Awesome. He's a beast.
Beast.
But their defense has been shocking people. They've been playing in these low scoring games, and they've been keeping things close. And like last week, Matt Ryan threw the ball 24 times against Detroit. And he completed 18 out of those 24. Like, he didn't have a big day. And that's just what they kind of do. And I think that in this snowy, cold day, I don't know if it's snowing, but it's going to be freezing ass cold in Buffalo. I think they keep it close, man. It's 14.5. It might even hit 15. Who knows? If it hits 15, run to the window. But I like the Falcons to hang in there. And not to mention, like, speaking of your Browns, Baker Mayfield threw four picks, dude. They were killing them running the ball with Nick Chubb. Just continue to run the ball. These coaches, I don't know why they say, let's change it up. Let's try this, or we're running out of time. If you would have just kept running the ball, you were a field goal away, but that's just what teams do. And I think that the Falcons can keep it close here and hang in there. And even if they're getting blown out, I think that they can get that backdoor boogie. So I don't know. That's where my head's at. What are you thinking?
I think that bag over my head, I'm the cold miser. You regain your status of the heat miser. You called the Bills last week. They came through for you. 14.5 points in the NFL. That's a lot of points. I don't know why the Bills are motivated to blow Atlanta out. I agree with you. Atlanta plays pretty good defense. Matt Ryan is a very competent quarterback. You're going to spot 14.5 points. Bills have to have an emotional letdown after that huge win to get the monkey off their back of the Patriots.
Let them win the game, you know, but I don't know about a stomp fest.
I think that's why you're a good handicapper, is you played the Bills last week. Now you bet against the Bills.
I love the zigzag. This week.
You love the zigzag, and I love your pick. I love your underdog. 14.5 points, more than a touchdown. Atlanta has a great field goal kicker, Younghoe Koo, and that's going to count in the snow. That's going to be important in the snow, and that's going to put points on the board for you. I love your pick of the Falcons.
Yeah, man. I mean, what else can we say? I think the Bills win the game. It, maybe not, but I don't think they win. I don't think they win going out. So yeah, give me the Atlanta Falcons, those dirty birds, and go ahead and lock it up.
Okay, Jason, KC is heading to Cincy to play a red-hot Joe Burrow. 8-game win streak on the line. KC is rolling and playing like we know they can. Do they make it 9? What do you see in this one?
I love what you said, Jay, about the Bills kind of putting it together right about now, making that last Super Bowl push. I think the same thing is true of the Chiefs. I think there were times during the season, which has been a long season with one extra game this year, that people counted out the Bills. What's wrong with the Bills? They beat up on the bad teams, but they can't get over the hump.
Right.
Same was said about Kansas City. I think both teams have figured it out. And if you remember last year, Tampa Bay with Brady, they were kind of spotty too. They would get beat up, and then that, those last few games, they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kansas City has figured it out. Here's some stats that I like a lot. Their defense. Everyone talks about Kansas City's offense. I want to talk about their defense for 1 second. In their last 6 games, and I don't think you know this, their defense has held their opponents to 14 points or less in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So not only are they scoring a lot, but they're holding teams back. KC, they're 6-0. ATS in their last 6 games. And if you remember going back to last season before they hit the skids, they had that weird 12-0 run ATS where if you just go to the window and blindly put your money on KC, you're going to cash that ticket. So I think KC has regained their swag. They're getting Kelce back, one of your favorite players. He's going to be active for the game. And I think KC is motivated because they're playing for home field advantage this week. And I think they want the road to run through KC.
Everybody is now, you know, in these last 2 weeks, these top teams, you got to be at home. You have right. to.
I think that the bookies, especially in week 17, where we are right now, are laying some traps for bettors that are super public.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Cincinnati's been sexy as fuck. Joe Burrow covers 525
yards.
He's the giant killer. And by the way, I did a little digging for this handicap, and here's what I'm going to hang my hat on. Joe Burrow, the last time he blew out the Ravens early in the season, want to know what happened the next week?
They got smoked.
He lost to the Jets.
They got smoked.
At home.
Yikes. Mm-hmm.
So if you say to yourself, Joe Burrow, he passed for over 500 yards. Look at since he beat Baltimore. Baltimore had their third string quarterback and no defense.
And dude, they're scrapping every week. Those poor guys, they can't catch a break with health.
They can't catch a break. I just feel like Cincy is that kind of darling team. And my next pick that I'm going to pick, I have a similar handicap where I feel like the bookies are understanding the public. A lot of money's come pouring in right now on the Bengals because they're the favorite. They're sexy. They just beat Baltimore. Little brother Cincinnati beat Baltimore for the second time. They must be ferocious.
Like, when's the last time that's happened in the last 10 years or so? Probably never.
But I think that Cincy has to play the Browns next week, and I think this could be a look-ahead game for them. They have to beat the Browns next week. This is a sandwich spot for mm-hmm. them. And in this sandwich spot, everyone's saying, oh, look at this. It's a playoff preview. Cincy versus KC. Well, guess what? Mahomes has only lost to one quarterback in the playoffs, and his name is Tom Brady.
And he's lost the Super Bowl to that same Tom Brady.
I just think 5 points, I'm going to lay it here with KC. I like the Chiefs on the road as a favorite. I think they're going to catch Cincy in a letdown spot after a big win over Baltimore. Again, the last time they beat Baltimore big, they lost the following week to the Jets. I think KC's going to come in. They're going to be very efficient. They're going to win this game by a touchdown. And I think they're going to secure home field position for the playoffs, which is historically what they do. I'm going to put my money on Andy Reid. I'm going to put my money on Patrick Mahomes and the return of Travis Kelce. What do you think?
I like that a lot. And I like what you were saying about KC figuring it out. You know, we were so mad at them in the beginning of the year because they weren't covering for us.
They lost us a lot of weeks.
They not only were they not covering, but they weren't winning. And we kept going, all right, now this is the week.
Right.
All right, now this is the week.
We were chasing them.
And then we got off of them and they started going nuts. Not only are they on this huge win streak, but they're covering handily. Two blowouts against the Raiders, blew out Pittsburgh out of the water. One of my picks. Again, I'm trying to be sneaky. 10.5. They blew door. They smacked them up. And the one thing that's intriguing to me is that and I'm not going to get all stats, but which was interesting was in that game, Patrick Mahomes threw the ball 30 times for like 258 yards or something. But they ran the ball 33 times. Mm-hmm. Nobody had 150 yards rushing. There's a lot of like 55s, 52, 11, 7, whatever. They ran the ball more than they passed the ball. And mm-hmm. that is what they never did before. And that is not Patrick Mahomes trying to be sexy. That is taking what you can get and just going home winning. They play both their last two games on the road. And the last game is in Mile High or Denver, whatever they're calling it nowadays, mm-hmm. in Denver, in the snow, a division rival that might want to spoil. So they got to get this one to keep pace for that number one seed, because the Broncos could sneak up on them. It's a division thing, and who knows? So I think they know all that. I think Andy Reid knows all that. And I like that for that reason. I think this is the week. If they lose one game, it ain't going to be this one, because they got a division rival. They got two road games. They know they got to get one, and they're going to get this one this week against red-hot Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm glad that you agree. Again, KC 6-0 in their last six against the spread. Yep. I think they're going to make it lucky 7 in a row this weekend and lock it up.
All right, Justin, the not-so-giant Giants head to Chi-Town to play the Bears. Do the Bears beat up on these guys in their last home game of the year, or is this another messy one for the G-men?
It's a messy one. It's a disgusting, aww, horrible place for them to have to go. Matt Nagy, I said the guy was going to be the first coach fired. I was wrong about that. Urban Meyer, as we all know, was the first coach and the only coach fired so far. I think not only does Matt Nagy not get fired, I think that he is proving that he's figuring some things out. The Bears always have good defense, and they have had Andy Dalton. Then we're going to go with Justin Fields, and then we got a little banged up Justin Fields. We go back to Dalton. He wins the Thanksgiving game. We go back to Fields. He plays a couple good games. He gets banged up and banged around. He's a little guy. I mean, I don't know about that guy's longevity health-wise in the NFL, but he's going to be a good player in this league. And now we go to Matt Nagy's boy, Nick Foles, who he brought over for a reason. And Nick Foles just won a game for them last week. And they were losing. They were losing that game. And I literally looked at the ticker, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, did I just see 25-24? Because it was 24-17. Boom. They did their thing, and they went for two, and they got it, and they won. And the Giants, there's nothing that I can say out of my mouth. What could I say?
About what?
They have a chance. They have a quarterback. They've got defense.
What positive?
They have nothing. They're terrible. And then they said, the thing that I saw on the ticker the other day is that Daniel Jones, who's been shut down now for the season, so there's no Daniel Jones. Glennon is awful. The guys, he should hang it up. I mean, I know he's made a career over being a backup.
How's Jake Fromm?
Jake Fromm was great at Georgia. I mean, what's he going to do against the Bears in Chicago? They're so banged up. But one of the things I read was Daniel Jones is confident that he'll be back with the Giants next year, because he sat down and he had a conversation with Joe Judge. Mm-hmm. Is Joe Judge going to be even back next year to fucking make that choice?
Like, did he hitch his wagon to the
Daniel
wrong?
Daniel Jones went to Duke. He's not a dummy.
It's a football powerhouse.
For sure. Not known for their hoops at all. But the guys, I mean, that's an education. That's a great school, right?
So smart kid, yeah.
He had a conversation with Joe Judge, and Joe Judge assured him that he would be back. Did it ever cross his mind when he got in his car and drove home that maybe Joe Judge wouldn't be back to make that fucking choice? Because I don't think Joe Judge is going to be back. They're awful. La, la, la. I don't have any 17 for 24s on this one, dude. I have the Bears finishing out 50-50, 8-9, 9-8, which is impressive in that division with the Pack, the Vikings, and the Detroit's not so much, but beat down. it'll be 21-7 at halftime, and it's just going to get worse after that. The Bears are going to look like the aerial assaults Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to put so many points up, and they never do, and they're going to punish them. So I have nothing but that as my handicap. The Giants are awful.
So the only reason the Bears are good is because the Giants are awful.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
They beat Seattle in Seattle last week. They're coming off that high. This is their last home game. I think their next home game is on the road against a non-divisional team, and they're just going to, you know, finish up like the Falcons. And both my handicaps, as Jay said, both my handicaps kind of combined. They're both going to finish up, and they're going to say, you know what, guys? We did all right this year. We ran into some big blows, and, you know, we fought through it all, and here we are. The Giants are going to go on with their tail between their legs like they do every fucking week. And that fucking city deserves better than that. New York City deserves better than that. I'm sorry. I'm saying it to whoever gives a shit, but New York City deserves better than the fucking Giants. What do you think, Jay?
One thing comes to mind when I hear that handicap. You guys look goddamn adorable in your matching hoodies.
She looks adorable.
First of all, that's what comes to my mind.
That's sweet of you. Thank you. Mazel tov.
Second of all, Nick Foles is a winner.
Chicken dinner.
The reason why Nagy might still be in the hot seat is what took him so long to put Nick Foles in. Because if you think
Andy Dalton,
seriously, if you think Andy Dalton would have led the Bears down the field to win against Seattle last week, mm-hmm. you're mistaken. Mm-hmm. You know who did? Foles. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles is a winner. The Giants haven't done anything good in 10 years. And they can fire their coaches and they can switch out the quarterback. That franchise in general yeah. is a mess.
Yeah.
And you're right. New York has two crappy teams. But at least the Jets feel like a little feisty, like they're not just going to get steamrolled. The Giants haven't put up more than 10 points in the last 6 weeks.
There's no rhyme or reason to anything they do.
They're awful. I'm pretty sure Saquon Barkley rushed for 32 yards last weekend.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And I love I don't think the Bears have quit on Nick Foles. I think the guys in that locker room have pride. I think they're in front of the hometown team at Soldier Field. I think Nick Foles is going to lead them to another win by 6. I love your handicap. People say to me when they watch our pod, you guys don't disagree that often, and we like when you kind of mix it up and disagree. It's because you and I, like, sometimes when we, you know, see something, we, you know, we're two birds of a feather. This isn't going to be one of those pods where I disagree with your pick. It's just not going to be. And I'm sorry for that, for people who are looking yeah. for that. But
we didn't come here to fight.
I'm not going to bet against Nick Foles, winner, winner. And I like Chicago's defense. I think they have the NFL sack leader, Robert Quinn.
He's for sure that he just got the Chicago Bears all-time season sacks. Yeah, badass.
They have boys on their defensive squad, and I don't know what the Giants are going to do. I think Jacob Fromm had one of the worst rookie debuts last. Like, they have nothing. Well, I mean, put in Glenn in. It doesn't matter. We know Daniel Jones isn't going to play.
Ian Book probably took that title.
Bad team, bad quarterback. Fade them. Take the Bears. I like your pick.
Yeah, I just don't see it being a sunny day in New York City, and they're playing in Chicago, and it ain't going to be sunny in Chicago either. Go ahead and give me those Bears for that 50-50, 8-9, lock it up.
Jason, the Titans face off with the smoking hot Dolphins, taking their 7-game win streak into Music City. Too tall to call this one? What do you think?
One of my favorite people in the world is your brother, Jason.
Same.
Your brother, Jason, is a Miami Dolphins fan. God bless them. They started out super rocky this year, and they put together a hell of a win streak. Is it 7 in a row now?
Yes, it is.
It's crazy.
Most of the teams that they've played Beside, they had one great win against Baltimore. Mm-hmm. God bless those Finns, those fish. They beat the Jets twice. They beat the Giants. They beat Carolina. They beat Houston. They just beat the Saints with a rookie backup QB.
Fourth-string quarterback.
COVID Central, I'm going to make the argument now that their win streak's going to come to an end this weekend. That's my handicap. I'm sorry to your brother. Mm. Sorry to the Dolphins Nation. I think that it's going to be tough for them to win in Tennessee. One of the things that you said to me last year that has proven to be highly, highly win profitable percentage-wise, Tua, Hawaii Tua, warm weather Tua, he doesn't play well in cold weather. You said that out of the blue to me last year. We're handicapping something. You're like, I don't like Tua. He's like a beach kid. He's going to warm weather.
He's going to Broncos.
If you do some analysis on that, that's actually very true. I don't like the Florida team going to cold Smashville. And Titans have some COVID issues, but now they've lessened the protocol. So there's not the 10-day quarantine. That's just 5 days now. So a lot of the guys they put on, and it wasn't like they're superstars. It was like maybe one safety, and the rest were like practice squad
Julio
guys.
Julio Jones, I think, is in that protocol. But I think
he's been
might
up and down all year. They've proven they can win without Julio.
True.
And they've proven they can win without Henry. And they played a very physical San Francisco team. I don't think the Dolphins have faced a bruising physical, beat you up kind of team like the Titans are. Titans are more in like that 49ers mold where they're not going to air it out and score 40 on you, but they're going to punch you in the face and they're going to win the line of scrimmage. Vrabel at home, I think that this is where the magic of the Dolphins stops. To me, I'm on the crap table again. Tua, super hot. He's been seven in a row. I say big red. I say it's time for crap out time for the Dolphins. I like Tennessee this weekend. It's a short spread. It's 3.5. But I do think that Tennessee is going to be fired up at home. I think Vrabel's going to have them ready. And I don't think that Tua is going to be able to overcome a physical team with a good quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. I think they have A.J. Brown. I think they've proven they can win without Julio. I like the Titans this week. What do you think?
I mean, I thought you were going to break out the banjos.
Break it out. Break out the banjos. Let's go.
I mean, break out the banjos. I agree. And the reason I agree is there was a part of me the other day that was thinking Dolphins were rolling and that Tennessee without Henry is still an issue and that, you know, Tennessee's pretty much in the playoffs. The question is, are they going to win the division? Are the Colts coming up their back? Miami, with that Saints win... Which, listen, the Saints didn't have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, but they could have gone to the playoffs if they could have beat the Dolphins. They play the Panthers next, and then they play the Falcons. It would have been cute if they would have gotten to, you know, the playoffs. But because of COVID and all these restrictions, they lost their whole quarterback crew, not to mention their starter with an ACL. So that kind of sucks as far as, like, if there wasn't COVID, that could have been a different game altogether.
Agree.
But I was leaning Dolphins because of this hot streak and because of the fact that they need this so bad to get in. Here's a quick stat. The Dolphins are the first team in NFL history to lose 7 in a row and then win 7 in a row. It's never been done.
Wow.
They were 1-7 and now they are 8-7 or 8 and whatever it is. So it's never been done. But dude, I was leaning Dolphins, and I talked to you, and you're like, do you remember what you said last year when they went to go to the Broncos in Denver? Remember what you said? And it was a beatdown. And I said, oh, I'm taking that off of my handicap. I'm playing the Bears. So you got me off of that game, and now you're on that game for those reasons, and I love that. So I love your pick.
I will say one more thing.
Sorry to not disagree, everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that time of year where like stuff is getting clearer.
Yeah.
You know, because this guy needs it. This guy doesn't care. Yeah. This guy's just ready to go fishing. This guy wants to, you know, it's a little clearer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Week 17. I also feel like Miami is just like Cincinnati. They're kind of like the flavor of the week this week. Like, everyone's like, oh, Miami. 93% of the bets are coming in on Miami.
Yeah, fade it.
We've got to fade that. I just cue the banjos, holler and swaller. Give me the Titans. Lock it up.
I love that.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, six full points. So tasty.
So tasty. We were 3 out of 4 in our Christmas special teaser.
Damn it.
If that fourth one comes in, it would have paid 3-1, but that's all right. We took a big swing. We had some fun with it. Usually our teasers have been dead on this year. We've been on fire. What are you thinking, Jay? You got something in mind for our first leg?
I do. And I think we go back to that Falcons team. I think this is going to be a grind out. I think it's in the snow, 14 and a half, maybe 15 by game day. Let's hope for 15. 15 and a half, that'll give you 21 and a half. I love that. I don't see the Bills needing to prove a point here. There's no animosity. There's no anger. There's no division on the line for these two. I think that's a lot of points.
You're going to hate this pick.
I know what you're going to do.
And this has been, listen to me very carefully. This has been a theme of mine.
Oh God. You have a couple themes, just saying.
All of us dads. This is a pod for dads, for moms, for gamblers who aren't like degenerate like Jimmy the Greek. We just love to have fun. We love football. My personal hero for his off-season regimen, we've been over this. He doesn't do crunches. He doesn't do pull-ups. He doesn't do push-ups. He eats wings. He rides his Harley around. He gets a pitcher of beer. His name is Big Ben.
You love him.
He dedicated his off season to getting in shape, which for him meant having a slightly smaller fupa. Jeez. And I respect that because I also have a slightly smaller fupa this season. Big Ben's last game at home, folks, is Monday night. His last game at home is Monday night. And if you don't think TJ Watt wants to send off Big Ben with a victory, you're out of your mind. I bet against your boy, Baker Mayfield. You constantly cling to. He threw 4 picks last week.
Yeah.
Don't let make me put the mush bag on again.
Yo.
Yeah. Give Pittsburgh underdog prime time Big Ben swan song +9 and a tease. Come on. The water's warm. Dive in. Come with me. What are you thinking?
What do you think?
I think that's horrible.
You won't touch it.
No, I mean, we could. That's your leg. Leg it
you
up.
You won't touch it.
I just. It's like you have tunnel vision. You look at the board and you see the black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. And it's like, it's either that or Teddy Two Shits. And thank God he's not in the mix. Maybe he's back this week.
No, I don't back Drew Lock. He's playing this week.
I think Jason likes the relatability of
No, I mean, all Big these Ben. Things make sense.
Thank
and
you.
All these, like,
thank you.
The reason why I like them last week
slippers.
Is because Big Ben, who, I mean, I don't even want to hear that he's not retiring. I don't want to hear
he's
him
done,
not
dude.
Say on the last day of the season, guys, it's been awesome.
How old is he?
Send out a tweet. He's 38 burgers away 54. From 40 years old. He's 38 hamburgers away from 50. Oh,
he's 38. Shit. He looks 57.
Oh, wow.
It's got to be over for him. So I said, yeah, he's going to play Mahomes. Like, that dude is passed the torch to Mahomes, right? They got flambasted by Kansas City. And at least they're at home in this one. The Browns are garbage, but they're feisty. They're banged up. When you think, you know, they're giving up, they're not. This only reason I kind of like the Steelers to win this game and on
Come
a teaser
on
they would is because they're 7-7-1. That tie could save Mike Tomlin's streak of not having a losing season in 13 years, which RIP John Madden just proved that he was the only coach before Tomlin to never have a losing season in 10 years. The only coach to do that. Tomlin has broken John Madden's record with 12, and his record's on the line. So okay. Go John Madden, go Mike Tomlin. Let's get that 8-7. And if they lose the final game of the season to, I think, the Ravens, they're 8-8-1. That is not a losing season. So let's do it for John Madden. Let's do it. Let's go.
I love it.
Let's keep the streak alive for Tomlin because I like the guy.
All right. ATL plus 20.5.
That's
Pittsburgh
wild.
Plus 9. And in honor of John Madden, we're not going to say lock it up. We're going to say boom.
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 T, you put your fortunes on a guy with 9 toes last week, and he came through for you. He didn't cover our number, of course not, but he won the Survivor pick. What do you have for us this week?
So last week I did play Green Bay, and against my like of Aaron Rodgers, they came through. So yay, with all 10 toes.
You're hot, man.
But this week, I think I'm going to play the biggest or one of the biggest spreads on the board, Buffalo. And I think they're 14.5-point favorite at home right now.
You just need them to win.
Yeah. Well, and they're playing Atlanta, and they've been feisty all year. And Matt Ryan has played well, despite all of his missing pieces. I think Buffalo is just going to be too much this week. And we're on week 17, so things are wrapping up. We can feel the aggression happening. The Bills Mafia will be out of their minds for the division title on the line. So I think my pick here would be Buffalo.
Love it.
Love it.
Are you ready to
lock it up?
I love that.
All right, let's recap. On tonight's episode, Jay, you like Atlanta plus 14.5. You also like Chicago minus 6. I like Kansas City on the road laying 5. And I like Tennessee at home laying 3.5. For our teaser, we like Atlanta plus 20.5. And Pittsburgh go Big Ben plus 9. And T, you recommend the Buffalo Bills at home for your Survivor pick.
Yes.
Love that pick.
Love it. We're excited for week 17. Don't forget to follow us on our socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at Fry Night Locks. And our YouTube channel, of course, so you can see our faces at Friday Night Locks. We post our picks every Saturday on Twitter. You can catch our circa picks there. Follow us and let us know if you want some merch.
We got the merch.
You want to rep us around your town? That'd be cool.
We got the goods, the hoods. Guys, I know I said last week that this was our last pod of the year, which I just didn't know what day it was, but this is.
This one is.
This here is the last of the year, and the Christmas tree will go away. She would have it up till July if she could. It's got to go. So this will be the end of the stockings over there on the Marshall amp. This will be the end of 2021. 2021 has been amazing to us because this happened in 2021. And I hope it happens for many more years for us as a team. And for all of you out there, Happy New Year. Cheers. Big ears. Eat the book. And if you guys want to say some tidings, please do, but Happy New Year.
Beat the book, and I'm looking forward to celebrating Hanukkah on Memorial Day. Cheers.
Cheers. And I'll never take down my Christmas decorations. Bye!
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.